Chapter 1. Adventures at the Creation Museum. For the Bible Tells Me So. Driving from my home in Chicago to the Creation Museum in Kentucky, 6 hours away, is, itself, a kind of espionage foray in the American culture wars. The culture shock goes both ways, and I'm sure that natives of the rural heartlands also feel like they're entering enemy territory when they roll up to the urban jungle. Just as the skyscrapers recede in the rearview mirror and the now verdant landscapes begin to flatten out, the radio acquires considerably more twang, and more sincerity, too. Whether it's melodramatic arena rock ballads or modern country, the music loses all the tongue-in-cheek irony of urban college rock and the cynical posturing of hip-hop. The music becomes heartfelt, strident, almost embarrassingly earnest. Suddenly, around Hebron, Indiana, there are 8 or 9 Christian stations pumping a combination of power ballads with lyrics such as "You Are My One Redeemer," personal inspirational confessions, and inflammatory conservative talk shows. By the time I get to Petersburg, Kentucky, I feel as though I'm in a foreign country, excited by the different customs and the distinctive aesthetic. Inside the $30 million Creation Museum, I am immediately confronted by a bizarre animatronic scene. A small girl plays next to a raptor dinosaur, unaware that her species arose 64 million years after the extinction of dinosaurs. But this is only the first in a long line of polemical challenge exhibits, designed to undercut the idea that the Earth is billions of years old. This evangelical museum is an offshoot of Answers in Genesis, AIG, which is run by Ken Ham, president and CEO. Ham, who holds a Bachelor of Science in Applied Science from the University of Queensland, is author of titles such as The Lie, Evolution, and Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. In addition to books, AIG produces a creationist magazine and a variety of Christian DVDs, CDs, and so on. He and his board of directors, each of whom he describes as a godly man who walks with the Lord in wisdom and maturity, have been upholding the authority of the Bible since 1994. In 2014, Ken Ham famously challenged science educator Bill Nye, the science guy, to a debate about creationism versus evolution. The event, held at the Creation Museum, sold out instantly and garnered several million video stream viewers. Ironically, donations to Ham's organization spiked after the debate and may have enabled Ham to open his Noah's Ark theme park in Williamstown, Kentucky. The Ark and the Creation Museum are counterpunches from the deep American culture war. Ham and his organization believe that the time is ripe for rebuttal museums and theme parks. The promotional material on the AIG website states, "Almost all natural history museums proclaim an evolutionary, humanistic worldview. For example, they will typically place dinosaurs on an evolutionary timeline millions of years before man. AIG's museum will proclaim the authority and accuracy of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and will show that there is a creator and that this creator is Jesus Christ, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20, who is our Savior." After the foyer animatronics of humans and dinosaurs, I am quickly shuttled into a high...